Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, me again, and I'm back.
Welcome to the show, guys, and thank you for listening in. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I'm your host, Frank Williams. Again, thank you guys for listening to the show. Those who are listening via cell phone, thank you for listening in. And those who are listening via my show page online at blogtalkradio.com, thank you guys for listening in to the show. Welcome to the show. The call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. Now, today, of course, is Free Fall Friday. It's Free Fall Friday, and today is your show. Today, Fridays are the days that you guys call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about, and you just take over the show. So call into the show and be free. Talk about whatever you want to talk about. It's your show today. All lines are open, 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Our show tonight, guys, is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. The number is 770-732-0244. Okay, and again, guys, this is, today is your show, Free Fall Friday, baby, and most of you guys are free for the weekend. I hope you guys have a great weekend. I hope you had a great day at work today. I hope you guys are gonna have a safe weekend as well, and take care of yourselves and your family. Now. Today is Free Fall Friday, so there's really no show to get into. But before we jump into the meat of the show, I know you've been hearing on TV about the Boston Bombers, and they are very close to, well, one of them I heard has already committed suicide. And the other one is being urged by his family to turn himself in, simply because they're going to find you. They're going to kill you, probably, especially if you don't want to give up, you know, voluntarily. They're going to kill you. And they know who you are. They doing a massive house to house search right now in the Boston area. So, you know, you can't get in or get out of Boston. They got everything blocked up. They're gonna find you. So, if I was that guy, I'd probably go ahead and turn myself in. They weren't very smart at what they did. Okay, they weren't very smart. They didn't do things right, so to speak. I don't know if there's a perfect crime or not, but these guys were not professionals. They were not professionals. After the bombing, they're on your tails. The FBI, the police, they are on your tails. So, because we heard that one of the guys already committed suicide and killed himself. So, that's that for him. Now, something else that's been in the back of my mind since last night. I was watching ESPN, and if you guys follow any college basketball, or as far as the women's college basketball. The young lady from Baylor, the big 6'8" young lady from Baylor that's been getting all the accolades, and she just went number one. She went number one in the WNBA draft on Sunday or Monday, something like that. Well, she came out on yesterday on ESPN and announced that she was gay. Okay? So this girl, Brittany Griner, her name, is gay. Now, some people would say they knew that, they figured that, this and that. But my thing is, yeah, anybody can say that once they come out and say it. But, you know, myself personally, I didn't think that she was gay. I you know, that really didn't cross my mind. The only thing I thought was that, you know, she was like underdeveloped, so to speak, if you know what I'm saying. You know, you see some of these girls, they've got some type of breast, okay? But they, you know, I'm sure they wear these sports bras that kind of holds them down well in place while they run up and down the court. I mean, they can't be bouncing too much up and down the court. So they wear these sports bras that hold them close to their chest, so they won't have much movement. Now, I think that's exactly what she's done, but when you look at her, it's like there's nothing there. She doesn't even need a bra, you know. The way I was thinking is that, you know, she doesn't have anything to hold up. But regardless of that, she came out on yesterday on ESPN and said that she was gay. Now, what are the other women on the team that she's going to, Phoenix? What are they going to think of her when she comes to play? I don't know. All I can say is she's going to be looked at much differently now. She's going to be taken more differently now. And she'll probably be taken by her teammates in a little different manner, if you would. She's going to be taken by her teammates in a little different manner. I know myself, but I'm sort of a homophobe. But myself, if I was on a basketball team or a professional basketball team, and the owners brought in a gay man, okay, then I'd be skeptical of that gay man. Because I'm straight, I'd be skeptical of that gay man being in the locker room with me. I'd be skeptical of, you know, being somewhere with him alone or something like that. I'd be skeptical. I'd always have my guard up, so to speak. Okay? So, you know, my thing is that I don't understand the reasoning behind coming out with this at this point. I don't know if her people told her that this would be a great time for her to speak out about it or come out of the closet about it. I don't know. But, you know, that's what has happened. Another person to come out and say that they're gay, Magic Johnson's son, came out and said that he's a gay. So, know, this thing is so far out of hand that, you know, who knows where, you know, where society is going to be. Anyway, getting back to this. Also, guys, you know, follow professional football. Now, we've heard as well that, you know, there's going to be some professional football athletes out there that come out and say that, you know, that they're gay. And something like that happens, there's only more trouble. Okay, there's more and more trouble when these guys come out and say United States. Asking her to, you know, if she can be on the phone, all that stuff, going on with her, and she's serious, getting on the show, okay? So,
have a great weekend, guys. Take care of yourself.